188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now the country continues to open up as more and more states are relinquishing a lot of the tough ideas, laws, regulations, edicts, whatever you want to call them, that were unleashed upon us. They're starting to roll some of them back. I think there are three exceptions. I don't think Hawaii's opened back up yet, I'm not sure, but Michigan, my goodness, that governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is just become a complete dictator. She is just issuing these things left and right, and she has no legal grounds to do so. But pretty much everywhere else are starting to open back up. Even New York State, part of the upstate areas, are starting to open back up, which is great. So I'm starting to see some changes here. Now, last Friday, I saw something I had not seen in a long time, and that was Friday traffic. And it annoyed the crap out of me, but it reminded me that being stuck there in traffic was an indication that everybody was getting back out and the economy was starting to come back. And this is something that I had run into before this whole nonsense started in this little town north of here called Mooresville. And Mooresville is Race City, USA. And you've had Highway 150 goes through Mooresville east to west, and it's four lanes. But coming in on either side, it's only two lanes, so traffic backs up on either side coming in. And that's what I used to get stuck on, so I would run my route a different way to avoid all that. Excuse me. Well, Friday, I ran my route as usual, as I had been doing since the roads were open, and was rather dismayed to get stuck in that traffic. But again, it was a good indication that people are getting back out on the road, that the economy is opening back up. And I'll tell you what else was really good to see was that a lot of these vehicles that were parked in the street, blocking my tubes with all these out-of-state tags, were starting to go. And in fact, I came up on one. It was a red pickup truck that was on. It was just barely getting light, so his headlights were on. So I came up to him, and I could see that it had a New York tag on it. Well, behind this pickup truck was a U-Haul trailer. So that indicated that he was on his way back to New York, apparently from one of the upstate areas where they have relinquished some of these rules and regulations, and he was on his way back, which was great. One less person to be in my way. Now, we have a joke down here in the South. It says, what is the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee? A Yankee is anyone north of the border who comes to visit. And a damn Yankee is anyone north of the border who comes to visit with a U-Haul behind the truck. Well, my friends, I have never been more glad to see a U-Haul behind a truck in my life with a New York tag on. It was just good to see that he was getting out of here. But that was actually the third U-Haul I had seen that morning. So I've seen a lot of U-Haul trucks and a lot of U-Haul trailers behind these out-of-town vehicles. So they're starting to move out of here. They're starting to move back. Hopefully, I will have more room from here on out. But it's good, like I said, to see the economy opening back up and everyone starting to go about their normalcy. I mean, it's been kind of crazy here in the house. I mean, between Dad and George and me, it's just been, we're starting to get on each other's nerves. You know, everybody just being packed together and you can't really do a whole lot. I finished up a couple of books, and George was telling me earlier he walked around the block 3 or 4 times, and I don't know. I can tell you this, that after finishing those books, my thumb and my forefinger were kind of tired from all that coloring. And George told me that when he got finished going around the block the 4th time, he got really bored and picked the block up and started playing with it. But I have never, ever, since this whole nonsense started, and folks, I've told you, I have never abided by the stay-at-home rules. Never. I never let it change my schedule. I never let it change my routine. If I needed to go out, I went out. I went to work. I went to the store. I went to Walmart. I did this. I did that. If I just felt like going out and driving around, I did it. I was never going to abide by those unconstitutional rules. And there are places here in this country where if you didn't have your papers, please, you were pulled over, and in some cases, you were actually arrested. And I don't mean cited, folks. I mean arrested with a $1,000 fine. It was just absolutely insane. And I'm glad that people have finally opened their eyes and awakened to what's going on, and in essence, just started going back. Now, we still have all these one-way things in the stores at Walmart and the grocery stores, and nobody pays any attention. Now, last week, I went to Walmart. I was looking for a cooking thermometer, and I was in the kitchen gadget section, and I'm looking on the shelves because I'm looking for a thermometer. And I went down the aisle, and this black guy goes around me. I said, oh, excuse me, you know, because it was a little tight. And right behind him, this white guy comes around the corner and gives me a dirty look. I said, yeah, it's kind of tight in here. And he goes, well, it says it's one way. So I looked down and I said, dude, I'm looking for something. I'm looking at the shelf. I'm not looking down. Just mind your own business, you know? People, so that's the only issue I've had. I have not been mask shamed yet, and I'm really waiting for somebody to do that and let me unload on them that I've already had it and show them my American Red Cross card that I've donated blood since I've had it. Oh, and by the way, I am due already this coming week to go back and give another pint. It's been that long since I've had it that this is going to be the second pint. My blood's loaded with the antibodies, so they're going to love to see me coming in the door. But for these people, it's like watching somebody park in a handicap space, I guess. And they get out and they walk without seemingly any sign of being injured or handicapped in any way. And, you know, maybe somebody will go up, give them a dirty look or say something snotty to them. Well, it may very well be that they're a Gulf War vet. No, Gulf War, right. That's reaching back. An Afghanistan or an Iraqi war veteran, well, maybe even a Gulf War veteran, that may have lost their leg. Well, folks, I mean, these prosthetic legs they've got now, you can't tell if somebody's got one unless they lift up their pants leg. And it may very well be this person only has one leg. Or maybe they've got a bad back. Maybe they're incapable of walking more than 50 feet. 50 feet or less, maybe they can do a pretty good job, but parked on the other side of the parking lot, maybe they can't. You can't understand what somebody's going through. You can't just automatically assume, I guess would be a better word, to assume why they're parking in that space. And to look at me and assume that because I'm not wearing a mask or something like that, that I'm trying to infect people or I just don't care. Well, I don't care because I've already had it. And I've told you before, most people I talk to about that, they're actually amazed, you know, that I had very few symptoms. But I have not been mask shamed yet. I'm really, 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 really trying to set someone off, hopefully make them take that first move so I can just put them in their place because I'm bored. Did I mention I'm bored? Yes, I finished my coloring books and George finished playing with his blocks. Before I diverge from this topic, though, there's something that I do want to talk to you about. Now, a couple of weeks ago, somebody called into the Rush Limbaugh show. It was a woman who claimed that she was from Washington State, and Rush was not hosting that day. There was a guest host. And this woman was talking about these detention camps. There were three of them that had been paid for by Bill Gates. Does this sound familiar to you folks? She called in, talked about this, and said that people were going to start coming door to door. They were going to be tracers. Well, this woman knew her stuff, because the word tracers, you've probably started hearing that lately. Contact tracing, people who enforce that are called tracers. This goes all the way back to the Spanish flu of 1917 and 1918. Tracers is an old word. It's what you use for tracing somebody down. But until probably less than a week ago, not too many people were familiar with that phrase. So by her digging into and researching this stuff to use that for people to look up, it made her sound very credible. Well, she called back to the Rush Limbaugh show on this past Friday, May the 15th. And this time, she was talking about this going on with the quarantine. Well, let me just pause here for a second. The first time, she said that this was a story that was widely known on the West Coast and that you could find it on the KOMO website, that they had done a story on it. Well, I couldn't find anything there. And typically, even if something's been pulled down like that, if it's genuine, Alex Jones is going to have something about it. Now, if you just go to Prison Planet or InfoWars and you find a story and you can't find it backed up anywhere else, take it with a grain of salt. If you find it somewhere else and then you find it on InfoWars, then you can kind of run with it and maybe use the embellished version a little bit. But I'm not going to run anything or talk about anything that I cannot verify. Look, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I love talking about this stuff, but I'm not going to flat out lie to you or repeat flat out lies. So when she called in the other day on Friday, and I recognized her voice as soon as she called in, she said this time that the information was up on the Washington State page and that these people were going to come to your home and they're going to take your kids, they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. So I went to the Washington State page. And here is something that I found that's very interesting, folks, and it is dated May the 15th, which was last Friday, apparently posted after this insane person called in for a second time. And it says, statement on misinformation circulating about quarantine orders and facilities in Washington State. And this was issued from John Weissman, who is the Secretary of Health, and Dr. Kathy Lofi, perhaps Lofi, who is with the State Health Office. She is the State Health Officer. It says, the Department of Health is aware of rumors and misinformation circulating about quarantine orders and specialized quarantine facilities. Exactly what this person was talking about. Public health officials regularly ask people who are sick with an infectious disease or may have been exposed to an infectious disease to stay at home and avoid contact with other people. This strategy has been used for decades to combat the spread of tuberculosis, measles, Ebola, and SARS. Our experience during the COVID-19 pandemic and with other infectious diseases shows the vast majority of people we ask are willing to follow recommendations and isolate or quarantine themselves. Isolation and quarantine at home continues to be the best option and our recommendation for those who can do so safely. However, all of these actions are voluntary and confidential despite the misinformation being spread by some. We hope people will continue to protect their families and communities by following public health recommendations. We are striving to provide timely and accurate information, ensure access to services for those who need them to make staying at home possible. I know I'm boring you, but stay with me on this. Provide a safe space for anyone who needs one. Now, it finishes. The authority to involuntarily isolate or quarantine an individual rests with local health officers, not Washington State, not the governor. Each local health jurisdiction in Washington has plans and processes in place should involuntary isolation or quarantine be needed. the authority is rarely used as a last resort when someone is intentionally putting others at risk. We believe any facilities included in local health plans are most likely to be used by people who are willing to voluntarily isolate or quarantine but don't have a safe place available to do so. Again, nearly everyone sick with COVID or exposed to COVID is willing to follow public health recommendations voluntarily. We greatly appreciate the willingness of people in Washington to protect others in their community. So what does this mean, folks? What this means is this woman was either delusional, deranged, stoned off her ass, or just flat out lying. This was disinformation. Now, what they said about the involuntary quarantine is not if they show up at your door and you refuse to turn over your kids, which is not the case here. They're not going to take your kids. They're not going to take you. They're not going to throw you into a detention camp, a FEMA facility, a concentration camp, or anything along those lines. What they are talking about is someone like, oh, what was her name? Typhoid Mary, who deliberately went out and cooked for people knowing that she spread this disease. And she ended up being put in prison for life for doing that. Most people think that that happened once. It didn't happen twice. The first time it happened, she didn't realize she was doing it. So they let her go with the stipulation that she never cook again. And she promptly went back to cooking and more people got sick. And that is when they imprisoned her for life because she was doing this deliberately. That's what this provision in the Washington state law is. And again, it is up to county health officials to make this determination. So if you hear this, it is not true. It is misinformation. It is disinformation. And it is making us look really bad. And I, for one, am very upset about that. Look, I can understand your frustrations. I'm frustrated myself. But please don't make stuff up. And when you hear stuff like this, please take the time to verify it yourself before you put this out. And I will admit, my friends, I fell for that false thing that the Chi-Coms were spreading at the very beginning about Donald Trump declaring martial law and all that because it sounded really good. It had a name for the whole thing that was going on. No, it's all false. This woman calling in, again, is a liar or she is spreading disinformation on purpose to make us look bad. Don't take the bait.
It's Tommy Freedom.
I had lots of stuff that I wanted to talk to you about today, but this whole coronavirus thing, well, it just keeps coming back like a virus. I heard something the other night on Coast to Coast AM I want to share with you. There's an actor out there, a very, very talented actor by the name of Robert Davi. He's an Italian-American actor. You probably are not familiar with his name, but you would definitely know his face. He was in Die Hard as a bad guy. He was in License to Kill, one of the two horrible James Bond movies starring Timothy Dalton, where he played the bad guy in Isthmus City. You would know him. He always plays like a Colombian drug cartel leader or something like that. But a lot of people don't realize just how talented this man is. He's not just a very talented actor, but he's also a singer. And he does a lot of Frank Sinatra-style stuff, kind of that swing, big band swing sound. And I don't know if he actually has a show in Vegas or not, but if he doesn't, he should. But he did a parody on the coronavirus I want to share with you. It's called Virus at the Door, I think. Let me, what is it here? Virus, Stay Away from the Door. That's what it is. So I'm going to share that with you right quick and hope you all enjoy.
Hit it. I'm ready.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
You keep going your way. I'll keep going my way. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. I just got a cabin. Don't you come near my cabin. Virus, stay away from the door. Don't you come any nearer. I'll stay all alone. Don't leave liar. Call me on the phone. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. Go, Randy. I'll keep going my way. You keep rolling your way. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. I've just got me a cabin. Don't you come near my cabin. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. Don't you come up any closer. I'll stay all alone. Don't leave your bed in the fire. Call me on the phone. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't you start breaking my heart. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. Stay away, get away, roll away, get away. You're dirty old.
Now, I may not like his style of music, but that guy sure can sing. He does have a really, really good voice. Incidentally, if you do like that song, you want to download it. All proceeds will go to Samaritan's Purse to be distributed to healthcare providers who are out front of this thing, trying to keep those who are really being hit hard by it alive and well. So if you did like that, I don't know how much it costs to download. It can't be too terribly much, but if you go ahead and download it, it'll help some people out. So I'm just going to stay on this thing, the COVID-19 thing, because I'm coming up at 22 minutes here. I want to finish off with a story that comes out of Michigan. And this, of course, is where the governor up there has just become a complete dictator. I'm, of course, referring to Gretchen Whitmer, who I will sometimes inadvertently refer to as Gretchen Hitler for the stance she has taken on things. Michigan is still in lockdown. Keep in mind, folks, this is where you cannot do a damned thing and can actually be charged for going out in public if you don't have a mask on in certain places. So, apparently, a guy from Detroit is facing a terrorism charge after he made credible threats. Keep in mind, I'm saying credible threats because you're not going to believe what he was actually charged with. To kill the governor of Michigan and the state attorney general. And this is according to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Robert Tesh, who is 32 years old, is alleged to have made the threats against the governor, Gretchen Hitler, and Dana Nessel, the attorney general, to an acquaintance via social media on April the 14th. So what I want to know is, if this was just to an acquaintance, how did they find out about it? Did the acquaintance turn this guy in? Were his posts being monitored by the federal government? Was he being spied on? It doesn't go into detail on that, but I'm curious to know. He was arrested later that day at his house and has now been charged with false report of threat of terrorism. What? Did he make the threat or not? So making a threat is obviously a felony, but making a false threat, in other words, you don't intend to kill someone, but you just spout off at the mouth because you've been drinking too much or something, that's a terrorist charge. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. And prosecutor Kim Worthy described the case as a very disturbing scenario, adding that threats against any public official carrying out their duties would not be tolerated. And she said, "You can disagree with their positions or their methodology, but you absolutely cannot act on as this defendant allegedly acted, or you will be charged criminally." Now, Maria Miller, who's a spokeswoman for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, said last Friday the threats were not specifically about the governor's stay-at-home orders. Well, why then would threats be made, or potentially be made or not even made at all, as in this case, against the governor and the attorney general. They haven't done anything else other than take away our rights. Well, not our rights, but your rights if you happen to live in Michigan. Now, apparently, Ms. Hitler has received dozens of death threats posted on Facebook groups with thousands of members, some of whom appear to be linked to the armed protesters who have been demonstrating against lockdown outside the state capitol in Lansing. Well, you know, what she's doing sounds an awful lot like the acts of a tyrant or a dictator. And more protests are still being planned for this coming weekend. It's not going away, and she's not listening. Last week, she told ABC News that some lawmakers have decided to wear bulletproof vests as a precaution when they go to the state capitol. Well, good. They're fearing for their lives because what they're doing is illegal and unconstitutional. And according to the Associated Press, the governor said on Friday, "It is never acceptable to make threats of violence to anyone, but our office holders as well." And she added that officials take threats very seriously. Well, you know, lady, you should. Because when it comes to constitution tampering and turning into a dictator, as you very clearly have done with all of your edicts, then you better take it seriously, because people of this country have had enough. And at some point, somebody's going to break. I'm sure this is just one of many of hundreds of incidents across the country where local politicians and state leaders who have acted this way are being targeted. I'm sure this is not an isolated incident, my friends. I am sure it is not. Folks, this is our country. It does not belong to them. Lawsuits are being filed every day against these governors from people who want their rights restored. Just here in North Carolina, very, very crucial lawsuit was won just the other day. It's actually happened this morning as I'm recording this, but by the time you hear it, it will have been the other day. See, the governor decided that in his anti-church stance that it was okay for other businesses to open and for people to co-mingle and get close as long as they maintained their social distancing, but not churches. Oh, no. Not churches. You could not peaceably assemble to worship your God, your Savior, whoever it is that you worship to. Doesn't matter if it was God, Allah, the guy, the blue guy. It doesn't matter. No churches in the state of North Carolina were allowed to open except for members less than 10 people in there going about church duties or whatever. Personally, I don't know very many churches with less than 10 members. No, you could have outdoor services. Oh, big deal. No, people want to go inside the church. That's why they build churches, you see. But the governor, being very, very anti-Christian, I'm sure, said, no, you could not do this. So 200 churches got together and sued him. And it just went through court. The governor is wrong. He was violating not only the state constitution, he was violating the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution as well. You cannot interfere with someone's right to worship. You just can't do it, Mr. Roy Cooper. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. And he just had his ass handed to him. Now, I'm not a very religious person, but I understand at the same time there are people who are devoutly so, Catholics in particular. And to keep them from being able to worship is wrong, morally, first of all, and second of all, as I have said, it's illegal. So why did he pick them out, I wonder, Mr. Liberal? I'm sure he's probably an atheist or pretty close to it. I'm glad people are finally starting to pay for their actions. Now he has to allow churches to open back up. And you can still maintain social distancing in church. I think that was his big argument, that you cannot maintain social distancing in church. Well, first of all, screw your social distancing. You know, if you want to run the risk of coming down with this, or if you've already had it like so many millions of people in this country already have, it is your right to do so. All right? So, oh my God, I am out of time here. Got off my little soapbox. I apologize. Got to jump off of here, folks. As always, I will be back next week. If you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Take care. Out for now.